These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
I opened the shutters that had the battering rams. I hear, and then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn. Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Everything filtered through biblical glasses, and hang tight. We're... had a feeling this was possibly going to happen. Welcome back. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I just spent the last hour with John Euler, and hopefully John will be jumping back in with us. Let me see. Yep. Okay. It's not available. Okay, let's see if he's able to get back on with us. I was talking with John Euler about the trans, but really what we got into was understanding the depths of the darkness of the human condition and the human heart. And John was expressing how he holds probably the world record for the amount of hours that he has spent clinically working with these predators in isolation, and they are in solitary confinement, and they have the ability to ask for a counselor to speak with them. And John has been a part of that and has been involved in asking the questions and gaining an understanding of what it is that drives these individuals and getting them to explain how they ended up, or at least how they perceive that they ended up mentally and emotionally in the place that they are at. The process that they went through, what happened to them, their stories, so that you can get some kind of an idea as to what we can do to prevent this from happening to other children, to stop the victimization of kids. That's really the goal. The ultimate purpose is to stop the victimization of kids. And the only way to stop that, is to understand how those kids got there. And then once you understand how they got there, do the things that are necessary to prevent it from happening. Find out, you know, where are the predators coming from? I told John this story in the green room, but I'll share it again. And this isn't really a condemnation. It's just a reality. we don't want to. And I'm not suggesting that we run around having this idea that everybody, you know, that you have to be able to put on spiritual eyes. You have to be able to put on discernment. And you recognize, you overlay and understand that there is a serious evil that exists. There is a real battle. The Word of God tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness. This is serious stuff. And we're in this battle, and we have to overlay everything by understanding that. And it's difficult in our culture, or at least it has been. I think that as the darkness is becoming more prevalent and certainly bolder and more arrogant, I think good people are beginning to wake up and say, holy smokes, seriously? I can't believe that people think that way. I can't believe that people would act that way. We've seen in the past acts of violence. Well, I'll give you an example. There was the knockout game that was going around, and people were stunned to watch some of the videos of young men going up to unsuspecting and innocent victims and just punching them out of nowhere. Just kind of sneaking up behind them and hitting them and knocking them to the ground. And in some cases, serious injuries would result. And there was just this stunned sense of, this is odd. This is weird. This is, But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. The evil that is in man's heart. This is what scripture tells us is in the hearts of men, is this evil. So now, does that excuse it? Does that say, oh, well, it's okay then because they're just, no, it's not okay. It's not good. This is where scripture tells us that the law is made for good men, and good men will follow the law. Bad men won't, because they have evil in their hearts. And we have, for the most part, honestly, all of us we're all born with that evil nature. So what's happening is there's this darkness, if you will, that has found its way and it is permeated our schools, and now it is manifesting itself in this sexual perversion, and there is a darkness that is taking place, and this trans deception, this idea of perverting and sexual orientation and changing pronouns, as if calling a he a she suddenly makes it so, or not referring to them. I'm non-binary. I'm this. I'm that. I'm, you know, look, all of that is designed to create confusion about identity and value. And ultimately, it's about control. And it's about individuals that are trying to gain control of other individuals by manipulating them, manipulating what they can and can't say, what they can and can't do. And when you get down to breaking it down and you manipulate somebody down at the level of their, literally their identity, when you start telling boys that they're no longer boys and they can't refer to themselves as boys, and teachers can't say good morning boys and girls because somehow the idea of that is discriminatory. So years back, I was a part of a group and was asked to lead the group. And we were doing a lot in the area of identifying and educating about Islam and what it is and what it has to say. And if you go on my site, you can read a lot of things that Al-Rasuli has put out. We put quite a bit of that up on our site, and I would encourage you to check that out. And I'll be posting some more of his older articles that talk about and give you, but he has given evidential proof out of the Hadith and out of the Quran and used their own verses to make his argument about what Islam is and what it isn't and what it has to say about infidels and just the basis of it. So we were doing a lot of exposing of that particular issue. But one of the other things that God told me to expose is the LGBTQ agenda, the homosexual agenda. And way back then, 11 years ago, and even before that, I was saying, listen, folks, if you keep pushing this into the schools, you're recruiting, you're indoctrinating children. Oh, you can't indoctrinate. You can't confuse a child. You can't make a child. They only want your, no, that's not, you know, that was part of the argument, or we're not, or that's not our goal, or that's not what we're trying to do. And then on the other side, it was, oh, you're overreacting. You know, that's never going to happen here. That's never going to go on. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it is, and it has, and this is what we're battling, and parents are waking up and realizing this whole transgender, this whole gender confusion, all of this stuff, it's all a part of the overhauling of straight America. It's in their document. It talks about it. It talks about NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. It talks about pedophilia. It talks about all those things and the normalization of those things. Now, John made a point. You know, does that mean that every homosexual is a pedophile? No, not necessarily. That's not necessarily true. I'll be back.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I made a statement at the close of that, you know, all homosexual are homosexuals are not pedophiles, and that was something that John commented on. That does not take away from the issue relative to the LGBT or the LG, the lesbian, homosexual, the sodomite, bisexual behavior, because that behavior is destructive. It's destructive to the individual and it's destructive to culture as a whole. It's a choice. It's a sexual addiction and it's a choice. And it's the reason why it has been such a small percentage now because of this indoctrination. And again, when you take a little child and you strip away from them their innocence and you start indoctrinating them into believing certain things are normal that are not normal, and you break down inhibitions, this is what we're facing. This is what's going on in our school system. We're saying that which is good is bad and that which is bad is good. We're turning things upside down. And as John mentioned, you know, Jesus talks about that in the form of, it would be better if you wrapped a millstone around your neck and threw yourself into the deepest parts of the sea. It is that serious of an issue when it comes to God, when you talk about destroying the littlest ones, the most innocent. And as a society, we've got to wake up, and the church as a whole has to stop embracing those things that God has clearly said are an abomination. And the way that happens is by sharing the good news. I'll talk about this with Matt in about an hour more, but you know, one of the things he sent me an article. Actually, let me see if I can find that article, because it really, let's see here. Bring that up. Here we go. This was written by Bob Russell. Don't make the same mistakes as pastors in pre-Nazi Germany. And let me click on the link. And so they were persuaded that the best way to evangelize was to be politically neutral. It had to do with seeker-friendly, the idea of seeker-friendly, and I'll develop this a little bit more with Matt, or maybe talk about it some more, because it'll be a different, little bit of a different audience structure. But look, when someone goes to church, they're at the church because they are realizing or feeling as though there's something missing. Something is amiss in their lives. They need something more. They want something more. They know that something is not right. Something is wrong. And so they go to church and they are like, hey, I am here and I am seeking. Now, this idea of seeker friendly, well, I don't want to offend them. Offend them by telling them what? That there's something wrong in their lives, that their life isn't all that God intended for it to be? Let me give you a newsflash. They wouldn't be there if they didn't believe that. They know that. When they walk in the door, they know that. Now, love is loving them, caring about them, letting them know that they matter. But the good news of the gospel is the message that, guess what? What you came here looking for, we have. What you came here searching for, God has the answer and will provide it to you. He's going to set you truly free from all that stuff you walked in the door with. All the challenge, all that stuff. God will set you free from that. It doesn't mean that you won't face challenges in your life. What it means is that you will be able to deal with those things from a position of strength and not weakness. And it won't be your strength, it will be His strength working in you. And the things that have held you, the things that have bound you up, the things that have enslaved you, you'll be set free from. That's the good news of the message of the gospel. We don't need to be quote unquote seeker friendly. The seeker is there. They have come of their own free volition. And what they're looking for is how do I get free from the stuff that brought me here? I'm here to get free from it. Oh, I don't want to offend you by telling you that you're bound in sin. Newsflash, sin may not be what I call it, but I know I'm bound in something. I know something has got a hold of me that I don't want to have a hold of me, and I want freedom from it. So I'm here to find out, do you really have an answer? Do you really have some way to get me free? Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter and is causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hebrews 12, starting at verse 4. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? I know this is a tough topic because a lot of people, for generations now, we've not raised up men to be fathers. We are having this large fatherless gap. And it's another piece of the puzzle. I'm going to bring this back, and hopefully follow me if you would, please, because I think this is important for us to get a hold of. The theory of evolution, which would suggest that there is no God, no creator, that we just evolved from muck and we crawled up out of a swamp and boom, there we were. Big Bang Theory, that whole thing. I want you to stop and think about how that mentality then plays a role in the destruction of the family. Because again, there's no concept of, so there's biology and there's the idea that it takes a sperm and an egg and they have to come together and there's a fertilization process and then there's a gestation and then there's this growth and then there's a baby. Except that we have accepted the idea that isn't a baby, and that in fact that's just a thing of gunk. Think about where that comes from. The same thing of gunk that crawled up out of the swamp, quote unquote, millions of years ago, according to the evolutionists. So therefore, do you see it just seems so clear to me here. You've eliminated Father from the picture altogether, just like you eliminated God from the picture altogether when it comes to creation. So now Father becomes kind of an unnecessary thing, and there really isn't even a thing there, anything that's actually born, until it comes out, And then at that point, it's really up to the birther, not even the mother anymore. It's kind of sort of up to the birther to decide, do I want this thing or do I not want this thing? And it's not even, there's no value to the life given whatsoever and no connectivity to the dad, to the father. And so without that now, we have, as it sits right now, more babies being born without a quote unquote dad. Well, that's not possible. It's biologically not possible. The sperm came from somewhere. Now, maybe it came from a sperm bank and it was an in vitro. I don't know. But the sperm came from somewhere and a male had to give that sperm. And so there is a father somewhere in the process. There is a dad somewhere in the process. As to the level of their involvement, I don't know. But there, that exists. Let's make that point. The absence of that father is the problem, because that removes now, as that child grows, they don't have a good sense of what a dad is and what a dad brings to the table and what a father figure is supposed to be. And men grow up with the idea that they're nothing more than a sperm depositor when it comes to women. They're not raised to be fathers. They're not raised to be dads. They're not raised to be proper leaders. And so we have this gigantic hole, this gigantic gap. Your father's, one of your father's primary roles is to help you, give you your identity. For a young lady, the father has the responsibility of helping mold the ideal of the kind of person that she will ultimately want to marry. And, are you living up to that? Are you with your spouse being who you want your daughter to be with? Are you modeling that? And are you giving her a sense of confidence and security so that she doesn't feel as though she's got to somehow grab on to some guy in order to feel valuable? But by the same token, you want her to look for and enter into a healthy relationship. Now, you can't control all of that. You can be the best that you can be, and you can still have prodigals. Look, we all are children of God, all 7 billion of us. And the Lord spoke to me one time and said, yeah, have you seen my kids? I mean, God's the best father there is. And he's given us all these tools. And then we have to choose. And it's the same thing. But the role of dad is to make sure that the tools are properly in place so the child has the opportunity to make the right choices. What choices they make, that's going to be on them as they get older. And that'll be between them and God for them to work out. So now we go back to the seeker-friendly piece of this, because, and why is this important? Well, we have to understand this chastisement, and we have to understand speaking truth, and we have to understand that when the person comes, they're coming because they're dealing with sin issues, even though they may not recognize that they're sin issues, but they are, whether they're addictions or failings or whatever the challenge is, at the end of the day, the bottom line is it's a sin issue. And guess what? The church, the body of Christ, we have the gospel message, the good news. And that good news is that we have the answer to their problem, to their situation. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. We don't need to be afraid of whatever it is that they're bringing with them. And we don't need to pretend and try to avoid it like we're trying to avoid the big elephant in the room. At the end of the day, and this is what made Billy Graham's messages so powerful. At the end of the day, Billy Graham would say, look, man has a sin issue. Whatever your challenge is, whatever your problem is, whatever you're dealing with, the root of your issue is sin. It's sin. And it has a hold on you. And its purpose is to destroy your life. And I get it. We live in a culture that is propagating sin as the solution and not as the enemy. It's sucking people in. This is what we're dealing with. Whether it's LGBTQ, secular humanism, all of these ideas, Islam, all of these ideas. The root of their, at the very root, their problem is sin. But the good news is that we, believers, have the answer to their sin problem. And his name is Jesus Christ. And the death and resurrection of Christ and the blood of Jesus that washes that stuff away and will change them in an instant, because their old nature gets crucified and God gives them a new nature. And I've had people that say, well, you know, I didn't really feel anything. This isn't based on emotions. This is based on a fact, and it's based on faith. Faith based on facts. The emotion will come later. But the reality of it is in the here and now. Back with more after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So just to give you an example, we talked about this with John Mueller in our last hour about something called furries. You may have never heard of this. You may have never heard about this whole thing of furries. But maybe you have. If you live in Colorado, in near Golden, Colorado, you certainly have. And apparently this is going on all across the country. There are these costumes that young people are wearing now and pretending to be animals. And this goes back, folks, this goes back to what I talked about in the last segment. This goes back to the whole evolution idea. And you can say, oh, I don't see the connection. And the kids themselves may or may not be aware of it. But the reality is that it goes back to that, because it goes back to this concept of identity and who am I and what am I? And you have kids now that are dressing up like animals and growling and hissing and walking around on all fours, and it is perceived, these are perceived as normal. This is the normal stuff. Folks, this is anything but normal. In Colorado, the parents are accusing the state's second largest school district of a furry cover-up that mocked parents and erroneously discredited a GOP gubernatorial candidate. There were concerns that were raised about furries in schools. And the individual that raised those concerns was made fun of. The school district tried to come out and say there was no problem. There was, this was not something that was going on. But now, because of FOIA requests, the facts have come out. And the reality is, and you can find this at JeffcoKidsFirst.com, JeffcoKidsFirst.com. Cora documents reveal Jeffco Public Schools was dishonest with media on the subject of furries in schools. And they have, in fact, had to come out, and they came out with some innocuous statement. But part of the problem with these furries, from what John Mueller has relayed to us, and he has evidence of it, is that they are grooming children. They are... The predators are saying that furries is an easy way for them to target children and then to be able to molest kids. And the challenge is that once the molestation happens, you can't take that back. That's number one. Number two, You've got a situation where they threaten and they intimidate. So the child is confused, doesn't feel safe speaking to anyone. Teachers are saying, and the kid is being conditioned to believe that their parents can't be trusted. We go back to the dad situation where you have so many children that don't have a father figure in their life, a real father figure in their life. And so now you've got this, just this predatory pool. Okay, changing gears. So I'm gonna bring this around to where we are right now with regards to the election process, because it is very important that we get out and we vote values. There are bills right now. There's one in particular, HR 5. I was on a call about this yesterday. And it's really important that we reach out to our senators. Wherever you are, you need to call your senator and say to vote no on HR 5. It might even be HR. I saw something about HR 8404, but it's the Marriage Equality Act. And they need to vote no on it. And the reason why is that the idea, the purpose behind it is to codify the idea of marriage, sodomite marriage, and take away any of the church's ability to be able to stand on the Word of God. And the ones that are most injured and most hurt by this are actually the people that are coming out of that lifestyle, or at least trying to come out of that lifestyle. George Carneal talks a lot about this. Robert Lopez has talked a lot about this. Stephen Black. At any rate, there are a lot of individuals, Janet Boynes, a lot of individuals who have come out of this that I know personally. Are folks that are talking about, you know, what you face when you speak up and say, hey, this is a choice. This is a lifestyle choice. And those that are ex that are coming out. I did an interview on the whole detransition movement. Those that were fooled into potentially, well, it is permanently altering their bodies as young people that are detransitioning. Walt Heyer Ministries has a lot on this as well. But there's a movie, The Detransition Diaries, that I recommend that you should watch. All of this is a part of an agenda being run by a political party. The Democratic political party is supporting this agenda. And the agenda is to break down our culture. But let me just call out the sin. These are sexual perversions. These are sins. And the only answer to overcoming all of this evil and all of this sin is for us to get folks to turn to Jesus Christ, to turn to the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, is the only thing that has the power to set these people free from the addictions, from the perversions. It truly is the power of prayer and the power of Christ. That is what's going to ultimately set people free. And that's the good news of the gospel. Is that we can overcome. And yes, there is, it is, you want to call it, it is chastisement. But ultimately, it is the recognition of the power of the cross. And standing on believing the truth.
Thank you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandated Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are...
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DoD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason: that database's roll math backward.
So who are you?